Hey Dave.
Hey Chuck, how's it going?
Pretty good. Just got back from Hawaii.
From where?
Hawaii.
Oh my God, I just got back from Dallas like last night.
Yeah, cool. No, I got back last the night before last. So yeah, we have a friend that lives in Kauai, so we got to stay there for free. So
Oh, envious. Well, good for you. You deserve a break.
no, I always look for a boyfriend that can afford this shit. Oh,
Well, that's why I was in Dallas, because I have a boyfriend that was like, I want to go to Dallas. I'm like, all right.
that
He's like, I'm paying for
sounds.
it. I was like, okay.
I know, those are the best kind.
I'm like, sure.
Can you believe it's November already?
I know. I was just looking at the calendar about trying to plan out like the next time we all meet. What are you doing for the holidays?
We have this Basque restaurant here in South San Francisco where the boyfriend lives. And so we're going to go there with his brothers and sisters that live here and skip the cooking.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, they have like it's run by real folks that are from the Basque region. So the food's kind of spicy and everything, but it ought to be fun.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing yet.
I usually
Working.
cook. Yeah, working. Yeah, you've got a job and a half now. So I think
Hello.
it's my turn to run it, right?
Hi.
Think so. Yes.
Okay. Hi,
Hello,
Armand.
Irma.
Hi, how are you?
Way too many things on my desk. Mark.
Hello, hello.
I love your hair.
Know.
It's a really cute style.
Me?
Hair.
Yes,
Hair.
you.
Oh my
Nice
gosh, I totally
hairstyle.
zoned out.
Your
Thank
hair is
you.
incredible.
Making me blush.
I love it. Is this it, really?
I know.
We just canceled.
Surely not.
Listen to her. We have the shortest meetings of any committee.
Because they're the most efficient.
I will agree with that.
Oh, more gangs.
Hi, everyone. Sorry here. I'll be facilitating today. Going back and forth between English and Spanish. Ahorita voy a compartir agenda en el chat y de ahí podemos comenzar.
What is that?
That
That
was
was
us
probably
eavesdropping
Tom.
on Thomas Noble's private conversation.
And we'll get started in a little bit.
I'm doing the
So,
two meeting thing.
maybe you can
Sorry.
mute him.
Don't worry, I'm going through a training right now, mandatory training right now that's on super low.
Sexual harassment? That's what Shanti's going to be doing sometime. I mean, we won't be doing sexual harassment. We'll be doing sexual harassment training by the end of the year.
No,
We
this
all
is
have.
actually on communication. And so it's all everything from like ADA compliance communication to also like interpersonal communication when there's conflict.
Is
Oh,
it any
wow.
good?
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They're just like, especially with ADA, they're just like, don't assume anything. These are the protocol. These are your resources. This is check in. They're like, yeah, no. Also, there's like, if someone comes in speaking another language, these are your resources. Do not rely on children or their family members to interpret. So it's mandatory. Like you have to take it, or else they're like, you can't work anymore, or you have to stop working until you do it.
Is it a city training?
Not for Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser, yeah. My back hurts, so I'm gonna lie down. So I might stay off camera rather than have you all see me prone.
So who are we missing? Just membership?
We're missing Jack. Let me see who else we're missing. Missing Bill. Well, Cicely's no longer with us. Missing Matt, although I wonder if Matt's still in New York. Missing
Matt sent
Ken.
An email and he said he was gonna, he was gonna be absent.
All right, so then we are missing only Jack, Ken, and Bill.
So there's Jackson.
And there's Paul. Okay.
Good, that means we can start.
Cut this hole, make sure that it doesn't like let water into the building.
Huh? I'm listening to everyone. All right, we're going to get started. So let's start with hello, everybody, and glad to see everybody's face. Let's start with the agenda.
Introductions?
Oh, introductions. That's right. I always forget. I'm Chuck Adams, one of the co-chairs for this committee. Go ahead, David.
David Gonzalez, the other co-chair.
Irma.
Irma Parada, council member.
Thomas.
Thomas Noble, government co-chair.
Cool. Paul.
Paul Harkin, council member, pronouns he, him, his. Sporting the new Soma Rice swag, okay?
There you go.
Get ready. Get ready, people.
Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Well, I guess this angle's not so bad. Maybe I can stay on camera. Okay. Glad to be here.
All right, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson Bowman, he and him pronouns, council member.
Cool.
Hey Jackson, can you make sure it doesn't leak down the roof?
Yeah, that hole should be fixed.
Oh, could you guys all hear me? Oh my fucking God, it said I was on mute.
I muted you though. Don't worry.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to install an HVAC system that I know absolutely zero about.
Okay. So Kevin, are you around?
I am. Okay. Kevin Hutchcroft, HHS.
And then let's start with Kira.
We have a not as well.
Oh, yeah, there we are. I forgot.
Hi, everyone. Nali, Marin County.
There we go. Now, Kira.
All right, Kira, council staff.
And Mr. Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Cool. So now we'll take a quick look at the agenda for today.
So this will be a short agenda because there actually are no presentations to review. It'll only be the building of the work plan / presentation calendar for next year.
Cool. That's easy. If there's no objections to the agenda, then we'll approve it by consensus. The minutes for October 12th.
All right, you'll see here who was present and who was absent. And then we have our two presentations, one from San Mateo and one from Marin. Then we had an ETE update. No votes.
Perfect. Any changes? If not, we'll pass that by consensus. Are there any announcements from anyone?
I've got a quick announcement. I've got a hard stop at 3:30, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Two announcements. One, a reminder that our full council meeting has been moved a week later because of the Thanksgiving holidays to November 29th. And also, as we know, just a reminder that Cicely has stepped off the council as of last month, and we will be voting on NA's membership to replace the Marin government chair at this month's meeting. Thank you for joining us, NA.
Definitely. Anyone else with announcements? If not, then we'll pass that by consensus. Well, I mean, we'll That's fine. So, any public comment?
Tell me. Just one thing. My last name is spelled L-E. There's only one E. It has two E's on some of them in the notes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a very good thing to say. I guess we're ready to jump into the work plan for the coming year.
All right, so it'll be a lot of me talking, so apologies in advance, and a lot of me doing in the moment editing of the Excel spreadsheet that I will be sharing right now. So I want to be able to see you all. I don't know if that's going to be possible. Well, let's see if I can do that. Well, as much as possible. But you all can see the spreadsheet now, I take it?
Yes.
All right, so definitely relying on the co-chairs to call out anyone who is raising their hands because I'm not seeing everyone. All right, so what I'll do here is let's go month by month and just brainstorm all what we want to see next year. Obviously, this is always going to be a living document and so always subject to change. Okay, so let's start looking at January. And we have here, why am I not able to edit that? Paul Harkin, you've raised your hand.
Paul, you're muted.
Sorry for raising my hand so quickly, but a quick look and I realized that you don't have drug user stuff happening until May. And 220 people are dying every day from overdose nationally. Two people per day are dying in San Francisco. There's no fucking interventions that are being effectively implemented. This is a medical emergency, a crisis. It's unacceptable. And I don't want to wait until May to tell people in the city that they need to do more. Thomas Noble.
So Paul, this is this year's work plan. This isn't the work plan for next year.
Oh, sorry, man. We were thinking about January.
Your energy is very much appreciated for sure.
Where's the disappearing emoji?
I think that's great that you have such strong feelings. Okay, so let's point those feelings in the appropriate direction and start building this thing. So look at this only as what we experienced this year. And so what I'll do is month by month, I'll pull things out and put things back in and show where there's room. So here we can certainly take out 2020 year in review.
Paul correctly, it sounds like he's advocating for us to move drug users' health stuff into January.
Okay, so let's slow our rolls for a little bit here and go according to process, which is that I'm going to go over what we had in January, and then we'll be open to discuss about what we'd like to put in January. And so there are some things across the different months that will have to stay. Others, there's going to be plenty of spaces to put drug user health, I think, including in January, potentially. COVID update, I'm not sure if we need that. I don't know if we'll need small groups, so I'm going to delete small groups, but I'll put COVID update over here as something to consider at some point. All right, and so let's look at 2 months at a time. And then for February, we had a budget advocacy update, a housing update, and some kind of small group discussion. We can delete that right off the bat. We'll take this out as in our consideration pile. Housing update, okay. All right, so let's look at these 2 months. So for January, we will have a COLA report back, possibly. You know, 2021 is kind of a wash for COLAs and needs assessments, unfortunately, even more challenging than 2020 in some ways, mainly because of the tensions of folks who have returned to work in person, folks who have not. We should still keep that on the agenda, but there's a good chance one or both of them will not be there. So we have room there, obviously, for one more presentation. And then in February, we have a clean slate. And so if we're looking at drug user health as being prioritized per Paul's suggestion, there might be a smaller amount of time in January, or perhaps we could make February drug user health month. What do folks think?
I like it.
Okay. Well, with no objections, let's just make drug user health in February, and let's try to get a range of topics. I'll probably be reaching out to you, Paul, the other folks for suggestions about how this month can look. Paul, you feel okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wish it was January, but I'll settle for February.
I think if it's in February, we get the full meeting.
Yeah, it's good. And I like the idea of doing sort of themes around, obviously we've got HIV, Hep C, but, curing HIV, treating HIV and curing Hep C pales in significance to preventing people from being dead. And we're losing people at rates that are just unprecedented right now. So
absolutely. Jack?
The COLAs and the need assessment, do they need to happen in January?
They should. They should have happened this year.
Oh, I see.
Since we're so behind and not getting very good numbers with either, it should happen as early as possible because there will be other COLA needs assessments, check-ins later in the year. I also added, as you'll see here, small groups regarding 2022. I think it would be great for folks to have breakout sessions to discuss themselves what they think should come up in 2022, which will then come back to Council Affairs. Jesse?
Mark, I know last year, I think you crossed out the year in review, maybe because 2020 wasn't a year worth reviewing, but I actually really enjoyed your year in review in 2019 or your review of 2019. I don't know if there's room.
I thought
it was helpful just as context setting and.
Yeah. And that'll help actually in some ways be a preamble to any kind of breakout sessions, right? Okay. Well, 2 months down. We can't really fit many more in there, especially because we don't know how rich these reports will be. I mean, these might be updates, verbal updates, and then we'll see. Okay, and then we're going to set the tone for the rest of the year, really, with having our first theme month in February for drug user health. We'll take have an update out here. There, that's not certainly a place where it has to be. Let's just change that to end the epidemics. Update, and then we'll need to have the needs assessment vote by March. So, but that's not a long one, right? And so we have room for more. But let's do this 2 months at a time. And so we have our HCAP annual report that usually stays there, and then we had in the epidemic update, which is down here, and then housing, which is already down here as well. All right, so what do folks think about March and April? And always keep in mind these things that I moved down here. Ta-da. Of course, other things here and here that we actually did get around to. Well, no, we didn't. We did have someone from Shanti talk about a particular CBO's experience in dealing with micro elimination, but we didn't get one from Katie Burke, who is no longer apparently with HCV. Anyway, we should also look at these things because these will not be appearing in November. These two will. Okay, so with that said, we certainly have plenty of room in March. We have room for one to two more, plenty of room in May. Where do we want, looking at the italicized November, this stuff and this stuff, or anything new that you want, Jack?
Does anything on that list where it starts with end the epidemics and goes down, is any of that like need to go into a certain month? It could literally be anywhere.
Yep.
And the same stuff with the more topics and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe, I don't know if it's too much or I don't know if it dovetails with what, Paul, you're thinking about for February, but maybe we put overdose prevention in February too.
Paul, does that sound good to you? Seems connected.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when we're talking about drug user health, the current, for triage and what the risks are, overdose death is number one. And
that should definitely be the kind of opener of that drug user health suite of sessions that we believe we would have.
And then I don't know like how long some of these things are, but maybe it would make sense to group like end the epidemic update with maybe STD and maybe HCV micro elimination, but that might be a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot for one. So you said STD, HCV, and the epidemics. Yeah, we might want to narrow that. Jack, can you narrow that down to two, you think? And maybe we can put that in March?
Probably STD and end the epidemics, and then maybe have HCV micro elimination be separate. Okay. We had a presentation on this. Do you know what? Is it like an update on the project or?
So I reached out to Katie Burke, who was unable to do her annual report when I reached out to her and has since left, I think, DPH. But Katie Burke recommended that just as a placeholder, we have one of their grantees check in about how Hep C microelimination has been going on an agency level. So Shanti did that. So we have yet to receive this year, a HCV microelimination effort presentation. So we need one. So we might want to consider just putting that right into April. David?
Oh, I was not on the Hep C thing. I think I was still focused on February drug user health. I think the question is also a question for sort of like Paul and sort of being like, you know, you got the SOMA Rise, which is getting off the ground. Do you think you can provide like an update on how that's going, and then also tie that into sort of how, safe for injection sites are going as well in terms of what kind of advocacy we need to be doing for this coming year, specifically now that the pandemic is supposedly over-ish. So what are the things that carried over that are successful that we want to advocate from the local health department?
Should I put RISE in there? Yeah, RISE.
Well, yes, but I don't know if SOMA RISE, how deep into SOMA RISE we would be by then, that it may be premature to report on it. But if it did, because the scheduling relies on some contractor things on the building modifications, and as we get towards the holidays, it might be more of a January opening than a December opening. And so I don't know how much I could say at that point, but I like everything else you said was excellent, and I agree.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at, you know, what are we doing for drug user health? What could we be doing? Look what we did with COVID, and when that was a crisis and an emergency. Well, guess what? Three times as many people are dying from overdoses as die from COVID in this city. So, and we're not saying, no, we spent hundreds of millions of dollars on COVID. We're spending pennies on overdose.
So true.
A lot of rich dialogue will occur depending on what we decide to put in there. But let's move on if you don't mind, because February seems to be set for the topic area, and then we'll dive down deeper maybe after we go through the month to see what that will look like. It looks like March is handled as well as April. So that leaves May and June. As you'll see in June, we do have our annual CQI quality assurance. And so that'll leave May wide open and maybe one more presentation with June. Jack?
I'm wondering if it might make sense to group the HCAP update with maybe housing or budget advocacy or happen, or maybe
makes a lot of sense.
Put budget advocacy and happen together, and then HCAP and housing. Just because HCAP, the last couple of time presentations, he's talked a lot about how that's what a lot of the advocacy has been going towards is evictions and like housing stuff specifically.
Okay, so the budget advocacy and the happen update, if I recall, one of them turned out to be surprisingly long. I think you and I, David, had a side combo on that one. Which one was that? Was that the budget advocacy?
That was happen update. Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we put happen and budget advocacy in June?
Also, is there a budget advocacy season?
That is actually, so it might be better to have that actually before. Oh, so it starts in June. Certainly,
I'm asking.
Yeah, it starts in June, pretty much. So we might want to have that beforehand. So we actually might want to just bump Hep C microelimination to June and have that happen in budget advocacy stuff because they're hand in hand. Be in May, right? Okay. And I don't think that'll take the full meeting, but I wonder if we want to try to just envision a small group in here so that people can process what they've heard. Or no?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think this is also probably too long, but I'm like, does Megatrends maybe belong there too?
Megatrends is much more like what's happening on a national level. It's important we include that since we haven't had that, but that might be something we want to put in July. Or actually, it's kind of a nice pairing with a pairing. Wow, so bougie. Nice pairing, the tannins, with CQI and quality
assurance.
That's because that's, you know, that's often comparing what we do on a national level. So we can put that because we can't lose the HCV for sure, right? And so let's do Megatrends, and hopefully Tracy and Bill Bloom will be down for that. Okay, so we have one more position open for July, 1 to 2. August and September, pretty covered.
What if we put mobile medical care with Hep C microelimination?
Yeah, we never did get around to that. And I'm sure Deb Bourne is dying to appear before us. Okay, good. I like that. I like how this is going. So that leaves then, let me just put that small groups idea just in case with a question mark. We have a small, I mean, October, if you recall, was kind of a jam-packed meeting. You know, it was two presentations plus ETE. It did last the entire time. We can fit another smaller one in there if you want. Not sure what that would be though.
Maybe COVID update.
Say again. Sorry, Jesse and Jack. I didn't hear either of you.
Well, I said prep maybe that's
okay. And what did you say, Jack?
I said maybe COVID update, although I don't really know. It's just because it's on here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. COVID update. Would you be okay with prep instead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know if we want to even put COVID update anywhere at this point. Let's be aspirational.
I feel like though that there's been some significant shifting from COVID. Like I feel like I tell people it catastrophically shifted the public health paradigm. So
really?
There's something there. Oh yeah, it was, yeah. So it's a new day for sure.
So why don't we should get that somewhere. I don't know if we want to call it COVID update then. Maybe we want to call it—
No, DPH, like lessons learned or what can we apply
DPH
from—
DPH derangement? No?
Say it again, Mark.
DPH derangement?
That sounds good. That's good, I like it.
Okay, Thomas, when you said catastrophic, I think you meant significant, right? Because catastrophic, there's not really a non-pejorative version of catastrophic, and I think it offered us some good insights in terms of exposing inequities, etc. So I'm not quite sure about the adjective choice.
Yeah, well, I definitely won't be putting DPH in catastrophe. How about just DPH? Lessons learned, new norms.
Yes.
David.
Post COVID new norms.
Oh, I, along with the COVID situation, question, I think this is for you, Mark. So what if you get more information about in-person meetings, I think by January, would that be a council conversation or would that be a committee conversation?
That would be both a steering conversation and a committee. Now, I don't think a council conversation. I think it's more like we bring the conversation that's had to the full council. And we can certainly do that in January, because that's what the last steering committee said. Let's discuss this in January about what our meetings will look like. So January will, of course, have to be virtual. Because of that, we can't just bring it in person. But who knows? Maybe after January, there won't be.
And that's what I'm saying. Just I want to make sure that that part of that COVID conversation is really about the way we do business as a full council, and what the sort of guidelines will be moving forward from the city. Is, you know, we don't know, because lessons learned. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you can do things online, which is not very sunshiny.
Fortunately, though, I think committees virtually would still be able to. I think as we discussed, committees could still occur virtually as long as steering occurred in person and voted on decisions made by committees.
Exactly. So anywho, I just want to make sure that we are aware that that conversation will have to happen at some point again, once we get that further guidelines and sort of decide what we're going to be doing moving forward.
Yeah. Looks like Jack.
Two things. One, I noticed you are updating your 2021 tab of your spreadsheet.
Yeah, I'm not going to save this. I'm going to save as. I was just about to do that, and then I'm going to put I'll copy. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to copy all of this into a new tab, 2022. But I appreciate you.
And then I was also going to say November is the month when we have Trans Day of Remembrance. So maybe we want to do Trans Communities Update in November. And I don't know if it's too like something to put sex work in the same month. Like too, I don't know what, weird on the nose.
What do folks think?
I personally don't like the trans, you know, link. It's almost like a link, you know what I mean? The trans and the sex work. So with all due respect, I kind of don't like that.
So let's leave that open then. We should always have an open spot at some point. But we can certainly keep trans communities in there and then just leave this one open for something else. And then if something else falls out here, then we can look at maybe sex workers coming in. Oof, boy.
So it looks like the only two we haven't put in somewhere is getting to zero and food insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, that's only if you want. Food insecurity and security was something that was brought up like 3 years ago that we never actually have gotten around to putting in. And so it just sticks around until we find a place for it, if ever.
I think food insecurity would be really great to sort of like address when we do the COVID thing. Where is that? COVID update.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the lessons learned. That was really about like access as well as sort of like how much we're resourcing for that, and then also what gets prioritized.
Okay, so I'm going to potentially combine Happen Update and Budget Advocacy, because those are the same players, you know. Okay. Wow. I can't believe we got food insecurity on here. It's been a minute. So
I think there's enough overlap between getting to zero and the epidemics to shoehorn that into.
I think so, maybe, but we can also put it here in November, just like we're receiving one this November. Oh yeah. My God, no more topics? Really? I've never seen something like that before. Okay, wow.
Well, we change this throughout the year, so you know.
We do.
It's a living
document. And I also just realized that we might be able to. No, even if this is in person and like multiple hours, this is still a lot for a summit, right? Service summary sheets, EPI, never mind. Just thinking.
Hey, I do wonder if, you know, given that with the all the data showing persistent sort of inequities and disparities in communities of color, whether it's transmissions or successful treatments or access to PrEP or access to Narcan, that we have a sort of, you know, health disparities kind of presentation around what are we doing different? You know, like we've been identifying these disparities for like, can I just say for over fucking 10 years? And we're still seeing like African-American, Latinx, females, you know, trans communities having highly disproportionate numbers in all the categories that we are part of the process of inventing interventions for or creating programs for. And, you know, we should discuss the challenges and the successes.
So who should I reach out to get that information, which you suggest, Paul? I'll put that under drug user health, of course, but it shouldn't just be you who I'm connecting with.
I mean, Thomas has probably got some, but you know, we've had like Bahi come in and present, you know, on Getting to Zero. Dr. Byron Scott talks about, we could maybe get some of the Getting to Zero.
You said Gavin Scott?
No, Byron Scott.
Byron Scott.
Okay. Yeah. Thomas, is he on? He would probably know.
I am. I think you're thinking Hyman.
Hyman Scott, sorry.
Hyman, no worries. Is that spelled like, how is
Hyman spelled?
H-Y-M-E-N.
H-Y-M-E-N?
N-A-N.
A-N.
But I think, you know, again, the all the data we saw, it was pretty devastating that, you know, what I see is the persistence of inequity in spite of it being a topic of discussion for at least 10 years.
So Paul, start getting your presentation ready for that month. I can reach out to who did Bahi? Is Vincent still doing Bahi?
Yeah.
I can reach out to Vincent to see if there can be a more substance use focused presentation around Bahi efforts. I can certainly connect with Mr. Noble and I can connect with Dr. Scott as well. Okay, that seems like a pretty rich month.
Mark go ahead.
Yes, Thomas and Jesse.
Just the Latino task force that kind of came about as a COVID response. Those disparities that Paul is speaking of, I feel as if that was that catastrophic energy that I was putting out earlier with regards to it just exposed such a deeper dive with regards to what's going on there, specifically around poverty and monolingual Spanish speaking, multi-generational folks living in the same household. So I think it forced us into a space to go beyond just the usual parameters in which we identify groups, but to actually go a little bit more micro.
No doubt. All right. So, Jesse.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna support what Paul was saying, and also maybe I'm just wondering if that could be a request of all of our presenters, is to focus on racial disparities in relation to all of these topics, so that it's like a, you know, a constant framework and lens that we're bringing each month to all the work that we're doing. I mean, I think it will come up a lot in the epidemics. I feel like that was a focus of that. Thomas, I'm also wondering, you know, and I don't know, you probably can't speak to this, but just that was also a focus of the, you know, the what were we calling those, the health access points vision for for HIV prevention, you know, and I don't know where that stands and kind of what, you know, what the if that's still kind of the frame that DPH is using moving forward, but
yes. So the apps are still alive and well and defrosting from the COVID experience. And you will be hearing more about them over the probably hopefully the next 6 months. And again, with kind of a almost refocused energy with regards to COVID introduced new partners. out in OMI and the Bayview and the Fillmore area, along with the Mission. So we've got a lot more CBOs in the mix than we had prior to COVID, just due to the fact that we kind of expanded into that realm. And at the same time, the concept of poverty as a whole, kind of that is present as well. So did I respond properly, Jesse? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, I wonder, do you think you all need any room in the schedule for that to talk about that stuff next year?
I think that's here.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Any other thoughts on this? Looks like a pretty tight ship.
Definitely.
Okay. Wow. I'm stopping to share. I'm stopping share now. Last chance. And nope. Okay. Doesn't want to stop share. There we go.
Well, we can always change it as years go on.
Literally. Let me save as now so I don't destroy 2021.
So do we need to take a vote on if we meet in December or not?
You can do a straw poll.
Let's do a straw poll. Who wants to meet in December? Raise your hand. No one. So I'll take that as a consensus. We're not meeting in December. That means the next meeting would be what? January 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay. How did you know that so fast? That's so good.
I just pulled up my calendar on my phone.
I regret to tell you all that I will not be here for that meeting, but I'm sure Dave Jordan can step in. I'll be in Costa Rica.
Wow. Okay. You have to send photos back at least.
Oh, I definitely won't.
All right. Are there any other questions or suggestions? If not, then we're going to end the meeting. Thank you all for showing up.
Have a good Thanksgiving, you all. I'll see you either at the hearing or
thanks, everyone. All right. Bye,
everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.